right, Tom. Thanks for getting in here tonight and that. And like I said, you have to, if you knew Rob met him, he really liked it, talking, enjoyed the hobby, and that's for sure. And all the stories, like I said, everyone said he liked the old radios. I was looking at his QRZ page, and he was going down through each one of the radios and his pictures that he had in his collection and that. So some guys like the old radios, and yeah, they're always worth the closest thing to having a, you know, EMP radio that might survive it with the tubes and that. So he was a good candidate for that one. All right, next up we'll go to KC8VOA, and then we'll go back to WADW, see if we've got him straight now. Go right ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Sad news to hear about Rob, and my condolences to his family. When I met Matt Rob at Midland Ham Fest, and the swap there, that's where I met Rob. And quite a character, and he loves to talk, definitely loves to talk. For me, not a whole lot new. Went camping last weekend, and not too far from where Bob's at there, Lost Valley. And we had a heck of a storm come through Friday night, and it had hail, quarter-size hail, and had some winds. It rocked the trailer big time. So it was not good. There was tornado warnings that popped up, too, in the process and so forth. So so that's one of the things I'm going to have to do is probably get a weather radio with seaming coating for Ogama County. Other than that, I tried to cut grass today. I cut it as high as I could, let it dry off a little bit, and then cut it again, and then cut it again. And I still got the backyard to cut down some more. So with that, I'm going to one other question is for Tom. Does the flagpole serve another purpose? And with that, I'll turn it back over to that control. KCVOA to KCYVF.